It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
Oh boy.
When I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry.
There's your Tom Jones right there. That's apparently going to be a show outing, according to everybody.
Party.
That's going to be a party. It's going to be at the House of Blues on October 3rd. And you can get tickets live at Live Nation. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com or at Ticketmaster. And everybody wants to go to this thing. The ladies want to go because Tom Jones, even though he's got to be well in his 70s, I think, right? He's
still looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And he still sings.
He's a fan.
And he still catches the underwear.
And he's always got one too many buttons unbuttoned, which is good because that's how I roll too. Sort of halfway down his chest.
If you have a hairy chest, might as well show it off.
Yeah, Tom Jones has got that
pop
whole thing.
Pop and chatter.
In. Yeah.
That's what the kids say.
That's apparently it is. Howard Kramer is with us. Howard Kramer is our rock and roll expert, and he is a writer, a cultural historian, a consultant, and former curator of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and joins us every couple of weeks here on the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis. Anna's off today. Susan Schmidt is in for him. What did I just say? Not for Howard. No, for Anna. Howard, by the way, Tom Jones, yeah, he's in his 70s, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, he's 76 years old, yeah, and still working, and, you know, tremendous performer. And I don't think he's really lost a step, to be honest with you. He's taking good care of himself.
Well, we're going to give away tickets just coming up in a few minutes here. And, you know, this is what I have known from the I know you've known thousands of people in the music industry throughout your career. I've met a few over the years. The ones who stay working into their, 50s, let alone 60s, 70s, and I think 80s. I think Mick Jagger might be out there. Hey, when he turns 80, it might be the last tour. Because they don't live the rock and roll lifestyle in terms of drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. And they stay in shape and they work hard at their bodies, right?
Yeah, it's a lesson you learn really early on. You know, at some point you got to grow up and take care of yourself because you don't have the recuperative powers. And as you said, you know, Jagger just turned 73, right? It also became known that he's going to be a father again. At age 73.
Never sees that one coming, does he?
Also point out that he's also a great-grandfather, in addition to becoming a father again for the seventh time. You take care of yourself, and it will take care of you. And so long as you can get out there and keep working, because you know the work, the travel, really wears on you. And the more you take care of yourself, the better you'll be able to make a living for yourself.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. And I know that I think Tom Jones had a legendary kind of struggle with that and was able to get himself turned around, right? And almost everybody has. Tony Bennett, I just saw this. Tony Bennett last week turned 90 years old. 90.
Yeah. Not only did he turn 90, he's still working as a singer. You know, you can argue about the quality of his voice, but he still will get up there and can deliver. And that's an amazing thing. Again, he's a guy who took care of himself all those many years, kept working. And in fact, he had a career resurgence when he was in his 70s. I don't know if you recall, you know, he did duets with Elvis Costello and Katie Lane
right
20 years ago. The MTV generation embraced him.
Right.
It was remarkable.
Well, analyze this, right? Didn't that make him that introduced him to a whole new audience? Because
movies will do that to you. Yeah.
Yes, that is right. It was like, hey, this guy is pretty cool. I've seen him. I saw him with Lady Gaga in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve. I mean, he 2 years ago. He's still, and he's going to be at Ravinia, I think, next week here. And it's like one of those things that you just can't believe. And he's still moving. I mean, if at 90, if you can put 2 feet in front of each other at 90, it's something. But to work 90 minutes on stage or whatever he does. There's by the way, an unspeakable story about him historically at Ravinia. This should go in the annals of rock and roll history. Musical history. They have for years they had a problem in the stage at Ravinia, and other sheds around the country have had this where they would get bats that would, you know, go linger up in the rafters of these
things? Yeah, they would nest up in the rafters because they're perfect nesting areas for them, and there's always bugs around. Yeah, so they're perfect for that. Yeah.
Right, and so any kind of like shed auditorium, those summer kind of sheds that are all over the country, and Ravinia is like had a problem like this, and there was a bat that actually pooped on Tony Bennett's head while he was on stage.
And he kept his cool.
Yeah,
that is professionalism, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Write that down and pay attention. That's how the pros play.
Exactly. Doesn't matter.
People, fire,
look at how glamorous this is. Oh, everybody's paying attention to you. Oh, you're singing, and next thing you know, there's a bat pooping on your head.
Yeah, well, it's better than I've known guys who are at outdoor shows who had bugs fly in their mouth like mid note while they're singing. That's a hard one to get around.
Yeah,
a real hard one to get around. You can't look cool with a bug flying in your mouth.
All right, so Barbara Streisand's going back out on tour. She's going to be here in Chicago coming up in the next couple of days, actually. She kicked off in L.A., and she's going to play San Jose, Vegas, here. Brooklyn, where she's going home, there's going to be a lot of crying at that show, I would imagine.
I'm sure all of them will be rivers of tears.
Philly, D.C., and Toronto. Now, why? Okay, I have a question. Do we have any idea why she wants to continue to go out? Is this about the money anymore, do you think?
No, it hasn't been about the money for her for years. It's artists have to prove themselves. They constantly prove themselves to themselves. Because the great artists who are driven are oftentimes driven by a lingering doubt about their own abilities and the insecurity that makes them get out there and do it. It's this combination of fear that involves getting out in front of people,
right,
and knowing that this is the only thing that they can really do, and this is how they get validation. Now, she has an autobiography coming out, has a brand new record, another one of duets, this time of mostly Broadway and show songs, movie songs. And this is a way to make awareness of that. She's also a very savvy business person, and she knows that she can't just put out a record and it'll sell a million copies.
Right.
That world is gone. She does have to go out. And the other thing is, if you're going to see Barbara Streisand, you are going to make a serious financial investment. And, again, she will make a lot of money off of this, but she's also going to get the awareness that she wants for her projects.
Yeah, I saw her last time she was on tour. Was it 5 years ago? Something like that.
Yeah, which was supposedly the last tour, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I recall her saying that at the United Center, and this is it. I'll never see you again.
Yeah, you can get the class action suit going, Ro. Get on it, right?
Yeah, I think I might do that. And she does bring it. I mean, I'm not, we joke on the show that I'm a gigantic Barbara Streisand fan. I appreciate all music, but. Mm-hmm. Yep. But, when legends come through, if you have not seen the legend before, you must see the legend. And it is pretty amazing to hear her voice. I mean, that is something right there. She does a lot of the patter in between the songs. There's a lot of, next thing you know, she's singing Happy Days Are Here Again, right? Because she's like an FDR. She's going back. She wants to do that whole, she kind of takes herself seriously from that whole The Way We Were kind of thing, right? Where she thinks she's still, an important activist, but she is something.
I think as an entertainer, she still views herself as a connection to an era that no longer exists, because she was. I mean, she was a kid. She was 19 when she started, and her idols were people like Peggy Lee, Judy Garland, great singers who also spanned generations, who also not really had to get on stage and sing, but they did movies and they did nightclub shows. And she did that as well. I grew up in Detroit, and a legend is, that she performed at this place called the London Chop House when she was, it was her first gig outside of New York. And, everybody of a certain age in Detroit says, oh yeah, I saw Barbara Streisand at the London Chop House.
They all say
The place didn't hold 50,000 people. It probably held 110. So it's one of those things where, she considers herself connected to that, and she brings that to her audience today. And particularly for young people who need to know that it's not all about digital, and it's not all about immediate delivery, that there has to be work, and she's done the work.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. There's no auto-tune. There's no...
Yeah.
No, there's...
That's all real, man. That's all real.
Yeah, and it is, and it's unique to be able to hear it. And again, it's about keeping your voice about you, right? She doesn't appear to be much of a partier. She and Jim Brolin, they sit.
Yeah, no. I'm sure it's tea. Maybe an ice cream once in a while. Gets devilish and has Ben and Jerry's or something.
Now, all right, I want to ask you about this. This is the reason that we called, and now I've wasted all this time on all these other things. Now, this is a very interesting thing. Holograms.
Yes.
That there are guys who are now appearing, like Ronnie James Dio. the late great Ronnie James Dio. And other artists who can no longer be with us may be appearing by way of hologram in whether they're joining another band for the concert experience or they just are in and of themselves doing it. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
It's an odd thing. I mean, I know folks who were at Coachella when the first time a hologram is used on stage, and they used one of Tupac. And I saw the footage of it, and you know, it was interesting that the presence of him there and using the audio impacted people, but it was clear that they were just using a clip that they were projecting. With technology has progressed since then, and the company that's doing it now that did the Ronnie James Dio one over the past week apparently has really brought it to a whole new level of technical proficiency. And I think that there's a lot of artists' families in the States who see this as a way to continue the brand and to keep that artist physically alive on stage. With Dio, apparently they're going to put together a group of guys who played with him and go out and back him up. You go back to 1997, there was a thing called Elvis on Tour that a concert promoter did with Graceland, where Elvis's TCB band, this was his ace lineup from the late 60s through 70s, performed live on stage, and there was a screen above them with Elvis performing. So they isolated his vocals, but the band performed live. It was amazing, actually, to hear that band perform. I saw that show, and to actually hear that group play was amazing. Now to take it to the next level of having some illusion of physical presence of the performing artist with the people who actually perform the music, digital technology has made it such that it's almost going to be like being there. My feeling is the music shouldn't die because the performer dies. We still listen to music from previous centuries, Beethoven or Mozart, whomever. Mm-hmm. Why not with rock and roll? What's wrong with that?
And I got to take a break here, but sure. The one thing, Howard, that I had Ryan James Dio on years ago. I used to do this thing called Rock and Roll Rockstar News. Mm-hmm. And so I'd have rock stars come in and read. We'd prepare the news, like Judy would prepare the news for them, and then they would read the news. And it was all, because they're all on heroin, so they none of them could really do it. And that was the funny, except for Ronnie James Dio. He came in and he performed it perfectly, because as he told me, his dad was a radio engineer, and from upstate New York, and he grew up around. He did radio news when he was 15 years old, and I thought that man has been my hero ever since.
I know it's really
Ronnie James Dio was really a very special. For people who are not familiar with Dio or Ronnie James Dio, look him up, listen to his music. You can't believe how great, what a great musician he was.
He was as metal as metal gets.
Yeah, he really was special. All right, Howard, thank you very much, appreciate it, man.
Well, always a pleasure, man.
All right, we'll talk to Howard in a couple of weeks.